Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Heidi, Gabrielle Union is teaching a class on self-love. We'll explain.
The Hall of Famer Terrell Owens is hoping for a comeback into the NFL.
And Jacob B. Lordy got a new haircut, but someone didn't like it. But first, Frank, what you got?
Well, he may regret that haircut, but Nicole Kidman doesn't regret marrying Keith Urban after a month of dating. Oh. Or after having sex with Tom Cruise. But she does regret not having more children. She told reporters, "I would have loved to have had 10 children, but that's okay. I get to mother other children. I have 6 nieces and nephews, and I'm godmother to 12. I love mothering. I love kids and what they say." Now, Nicole is a mom of 4.
Right.
She shares 2 adopted children with Tom and 2 children with Keith. So, Portia, Sherry, could you imagine pushing out 9 more kids?
But I do wish, Frank, that I had 2 more. I do regret only having 1.
Aww.
But it's too late now.
Shout out to
that, that ain't happening.
You got eggs, Sherry. You got a uterus. Come on. It's fine. It's fine.
My uterus is full of cracks. Sorry. No, sir.
You said it's full of cracks.
It's full of cracks.
Whoa.
What about you, Portia?
Well, how can I think about 9 more and I only got 1? No, that don't even make mathematical sense for my uterus. No, thank you.
What if you got like that IVF, you know, where they try to give you twins, but sometimes it's usually like 6, so at least you can get the 7 in one shot.
And then Sherry will get the other kids that she wants, because I will give her that extra one.
There you go, Sherry. There's your 2 more.
Portia, you know they love big families in Africa, Portia. They love big families
exactly.
in Africa, so you know, I mean.
We already have a big family. We got 6 kids between the both of us. I probably have only 2 more, then that's it. Okay, then the shot is closed.
Well, don't let Nicole see this, or she's going to regret it even more. Gabrielle Union is teaching her little one, Kavya, a.k.a. Shady Baby, a thing or two about self-love. So Gabrielle took to IG to share the cutest little video with her mini-me. Take a look.
Yeah, mommy has a lot of moles.
Oh, what the moles?
I got moles on my face. Oh, there's your mole.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, but see, it's not bothering anyone. So you just leave it. Yeah, it's a part of you.
It's in their toe.
It's Cobb's mole.
In their mouth.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's Cobb's mole.
Yes.
And Mom's mole.
Yes, we got moles.
Yes, we got moles.
So cute.
That is the cutest video. Like, I love it when, Portia, you post yours with BJ. I love these kind of videos.
Any of you moly? Any of you guys got any moles?
You know, you hit a certain age, that's when you pull the hand mirror out, honey. You just want to see every part of what you got
going on. I know what my vagina looks like from an aunt's position.
Yeah.
And an uncle's.
Yes. You got to know what's going on at all times. Yes.
Girl, I don't know at what point in my life, but I was like, I want to see every angle. This video was so cute. Do both of you guys know where your moles are on your body?
Nope. I don't know where no mole is.
I know where the moles are on Gary's body. Unfortunately, I'll never forget, it's been 6 years now, probably about 200 days, that Gary showed me a picture on his phone where he had no hair, greased up, and legs up. I'll never forget it. So I know where every mole is on Gary's body.
Did it look like 2 little chicken cutlets?
I can't unsee it.
That's why Portia remembers every day and every second, because it's a nightmare.
Moving on. Don't call it a comeback. So it looks like Terrell Owens is trying to make a comeback into the NFL. Now, it's been 11 years since he last played in a regular season game, but he still wants to get back in. Now, he told reporters, "I still got it. There's no doubt 100% that I could play in the National Football League today."
Wow.
And he added that at least one individual in the league told him to remain in shape and that he could possibly get a shot. And I don't know if you've seen like Terrell do anything after football, but he doesn't look like a 47-year-old. You know what I mean? Frank and Chewy, what do you think?
I have, real quickly, let me weigh in here because I have had some close personal experience with Terrell Owens. We were in a celebrity volleyball tournament together in 2016, and I got to tell you, there's nothing more joyful than seeing an elite athlete. I mean, he was still in shape and all that. An elite, obviously, he's an elite football player. He sucks at volleyball so bad. He kicked his ass, and it was so incredible. Because I'm like, if he's hitting, he's like all, like, clumsy and like can't bump it. And I was like, he's an elite athlete. Yeah. And he just kicked his ass. It was amazing.
He might be 47 years old, and I don't doubt that he could actually go on the field, put on some pads, and actually have an impact on an NFL team. That's not the question. The question is, being that age, it's the recovery, y'all.
I feel like at that age, icy hot becomes your lotion. You know what I mean? Like, this is what you use every day.
Our minds never age as far as men, as far as thinking what we like, how virile we are, how much we want to believe that we can still do what we used to do. I mean, he hasn't been in the NFL for 11 years. I haven't been to a gym in 11 years, and I hurt myself in the locker room tying my shoes. Like, I'm gonna go in there and just kill it.
Right.
Now, Frankie, have you ever went to sleep and woke up with a sprained ankle?
Yes.
Gary, I know you're really jonesing to hear this story. Gary, Jacob Elordi stopped by Jimmy Kimmel Live with guest host Julie Bowen from Modern Family, and he told her that he always wanted a mullet, but his mom wouldn't let him have one. And so finally, when he got old enough, got out on his own, could make his own decisions, he grew out a mullet. But then when he finally had one, he had to cut it. Take a look.
You got yourself a mullet, Jacob Elordi.
I look like a thumb. My girlfriend, within a week of us dating, she cut it off. She took me to the bathroom and she got scissors out and she cut it off. She said, "You're cute, but not like."
You're cute, but not that cute.
Chewy, would you have let a woman tell you to cut your hair? How would you have reacted if somebody, your lady, said that?
I would tell her to kick rocks and I'd be single. Like, you're not touching my hair after a week. So the only person that touches my hair is my barber. That's it.
Chewy, you know what it is? Chewy just ain't had the right woman. Let me tell you something. If Chewy got with a woman from Decatur and she told him to get a fade, Chewy would be walking around here with a fade, okay?
I got a fade now, mama. I got a fade now.
You got that Rico Suave hair at the top. It's long. It's long. I'm talking about a real low, low flake.
But Brad, can you imagine?
Chewy's got a mullet. It's his whole back.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Selma Hayek will be making her Marvel debut this fall in Eternals as Ajax, but she almost turned the role down.
Oh.
Selma said when Marvel first called her, she assumed it would have been for an older grandma-type supporting role because she's used to being told she's going to be the extra or an old prostitute. So she said, forget it. Until she heard the director was a woman of color, she decided to take the meeting. Now she's playing one of the most important members of the Eternals and a character originally intended for a man.
That's the importance of having a woman behind the scenes, because I know when I did my pilot, Black Don't Crack, Viola Davis was the executive producer, and when I asked for the money, Viola Davis was like, pay her what she's worth.
What idiotic casting director looks at Selma Hayek, the picture we're looking at, and goes, you know, I kind of see her in a grandma role. What?
I think people just reading the numbers and not paying attention to the big details, like, yo, Selma Hayek is smoking hot.
Gary, would you have turned down a role if they wanted you to play an old homeless man or a straight man with a family?
I most certainly would, because my thing is this, Frank, honey. My obligation to the LGBTQIA community will show that I'm being something that I'm not. So I would definitely not, honey, take that role as a straight man or as a homeless one. So, no, I would definitely turn it down.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, because they probably should give the role to me. I mean, I'm method. Look at me. I'm ready to go to the audition right now. Look at the homeless man.
I almost invited you to stay over at the house because I didn't know if you had a place to go.
I'm sleeping out in Heidi's driveway right now.
All right, y'all. Michelle Williams talks about her infamous fall on 106 in Park. You don't want to miss this. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, y'all. Come on in and see that.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Because Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child says she is a survivor. And y'all need to leave her the head alone, okay? During an interview with the Larry Reed Live Show while promoting her new book, Checking In, everybody go pick it up, Michelle talked about the epic fall on 106 in Park back in 2005, y'all.
Ooh.
And she said it actually took her over 10 years to actually even watch the clip. Check it out.
First of all, I need people to stop saying she's so clumsy. I fell one time. That's like causing PTSD. That's probably why I ain't gonna do no music. ooh, that happened in 2005. It probably took me a good 12 or 13 years to watch it.
Oh, man.
Poor thing.
Black people do too much. Y'all take riding somebody and making jokes to the next daggone level. Y'all done traumatized the girl.
It was such an epic fall, though. The fact that they just looked at her and just kept rocking. That's one of those things that burns in your head.
They did not stop or skip a beat. They looked down and looked back up and kept it moving.
Yeah, sure did.
They are the epitome of the show must go on.
But when that happened, though, y'all, Dinah McClurkin immediately wrote the song We Fall Down, But We Get Up. I feel bad, honey.
That's the horrible thing about social media. It's like it happened yesterday. And people, no matter what you do, Chewy, they will always pull that last bad thing you did and make it like it just happened.
But y'all remember when Beyonce fell her ass at her concert, honey? She talking about down the stairs, honey. Nobody gave Beyonce that kind of heat.
You know why? Because now what it takes for something to go viral is it's everything around what happened. It's like y'all said, it's not just her falling. It's Beyonce looking down. It's Michelle shaking her head. When Beyonce bust her ass, she was by herself. Ooh. And she's a queen. She got back up. She continued. But see, with Michelle, it was just like so many things happening.
And if she don't want us to talk about it, she should not talk about it in an interview. Don't give this situation life.
I think when you refuse to talk about it, they get on you more.
Nah, you let it go. Don't give it life.
Well, y'all, all right, honey. Now it's time for
Blast It or Trash It.
Yes, baby, and the Puerto Rican princess, baby, Miss Jocelyn Hernandez, honey, wants you to do it like your B-Day, honey. Now her new single, baby, Live Your Best Life, baby, is getting a lot of attention. Listen to this clip, honey.
Do it like it's my B-Day. That's right. Do it like it's my B-Day, baby. Do it like it's my B-Day. Do it like it's my B-Day.
Oh, my
Jesus, honey. So what y'all think about this, baby? Blast it or trash it?
Do it like your B-Day.
I'm gonna blast it or trash it, honey.
Baby, I'm blasting it like I blast every single Jocelyn song she come out with.
I might have to blast this, because she do her thing and she don't give up.
Right?
Whether you say blast it or trash it, it's a viral hit. She's gonna be good with this, y'all.
Right.
She can tour all around the world like with this one song. She'll be fine.
And it's legit one of those songs that every time you listen to it, it almost sounds like a different song. Because I've listened to it like four times, and I've heard bidet, do it like your bidet. Like, I've heard
So who here can do the jiggle fight dance? Can you hit me with it, y'all? Hit me with it, everybody?
What's that?
Come on, hit me. It's almost like it's like a video game fighter. Like, you kind of rocking back and forth.
It's just like that.
You're talking about the stripper.
Yes.
The stripper walk. It's easy.
I thought they was rocking back and forth like in Mortal Kombat. Like, they kind of like act like they're fighting somebody. And just kind of like,
that's in Mortal Kombat.
All right, so we're going to keep doing it like it's your bidet. And when we're up next, we're going to play a game called Who Said That? So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, you guys excited? We're about to play a game. And yes, it's called Who Said That? The Guest Host Edition. Yes, let's do it. So Sherry and I will be your hosts, and we will say a line that a guest has said or that you've said to them, and you will have to guess which celebrity it is. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
So ready.
Rest. All right.
So the first person to say Chewy's famous, we'll get to answer, all right?
Okay, got it.
So here's the first question. In 2018, HK and Brett let this guest know how dangerous they were. And then Brett even told them that they made her scared.
Is it Wendy Williams?
It's Wendy Williams!
Horses on the board. All right, question number two. In 2017, this guest host said to Portia, Portia, you're looking real perky right now. Who was it?
Andrew Freund?
Wrong answer.
Michael Ealy.
No.
Wrong answer, HK.
Maybe they need a clue. Give him a clue, Chewy.
You guys want a clue?
Want another clue.
Okay,
please.
Yes.
All right, if you mess with him, the Cookie Monster might have to get you.
Come on now. The guy from Empire. The guy from
HK.
Huh?
Jamal Lyon.
No, what's his name?
Jesse Smollett.
There you go, HK.
What's
your name? One point for HK.
Yeah, we got HK one, Portia one. So the question number three. In 2019, Gary asked this celebrity to include him in his next movie. And Brett said, Gary, you ask him every time and he still hasn't reached back to you.
HK.
Will Packer.
Yes, that's Will Packer. Portia won.
All right. Portia asked this guest how he felt about his ex-wife going on a reality show called Atlanta Exes. HK.
Rick Ross?
Nope.
Portia.
Neo.
No.
You want to give him a clue?
Atlanta Let's give him X's. A clue. He's on tour right now in Las Vegas. He currently has a residency there. HK.
Is Usher.
Yes. Wow. Okay, Gary got it.
We'll give it to Gary.
There was no damn cheat.
This is America.
I have never seen a contestant bogart a point like Gary, but okay. Question number five. In 2015, this guest host said they missed Taraji P. Henson's bottom lip.
HK.
I got that. Tyrese.
There you go, HK. Congratulations.
Yeah, but I was the damn one first. Oh, my God. Y'all are so cheating.
No, you're the cheater.
HK. Now, this one is a bonus question, y'all. It is worth 2 points. And in 2018, Portia called this lady the epitome of sexy and funny at the same time. And when Portia asked her who had that combination now, she said nobody.
That is Jackie.
Okay.
All right, so our winners are HK and Portia. Congratulations.
We have a tie.
Sorry, Gary and Brett. You guys are losers.
I had one, honey.
You took
that one,
Gary.
I know, but you didn't win.
You took
that. But you didn't win, baby.
It's all right,
that was
Gary
HK.
And Brett. You can't win them all. Ain't no I in team. Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, see, Brett's not a sore loser.
Thank you,
I like that.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. All right, it's time for another dish debate. This is a good one. A woman tells Twitter that while on a first date, a gay guy was sitting behind her, passes her a note that said, quote, too many red flags, run, be safe. She did see some of the red flags herself, one being that her date defended rapper DaBaby's homophobic rant. And he also agreed with so-called relationship guru Kevin Samuels' tough criticism of women.
Whoa.
So I want to ask you, if a stranger passes you a note like that while you're on a date, do you look at it, take it seriously, and get the hell out of there?
If a stranger is hearing all of that and saying, listen, you need to get the hell out, then, yo, I'm taking some of that advice and probably saying, you know what, I'm going to go to the restroom and then dip.
I say no. I say if a stranger hands you a note and tells you advice to get out, it's almost insulting you to say you couldn't make your own decision based off what he's saying about DaBaby.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like, why don't you get out of your gay date because you're not even paying attention to your date.
Sherry, I want to know how she knows the guy who passed her the note is gay.
How she know he's gay? I don't know.
Because he wrote the note with his boyfriend's penis.
Hello.
There you go. That's how you know they're gay, Heidi.
That's how you know.
What kind of ink do you think he used, Frank?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.